97 on the Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio. Time now to check in on what's trending out there in the world. And so Victor Lewis joins us here in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm pretty good. I don't know how spicy we're going to get today.
Ooh.
We're going to see. So we're going to start real light, and then we're going to see how much gas I decide to throw on various fires.
This is how all of my worst dinners have gone.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I mean, that's not surprising. I am a terrible dinner guest.
Well, no, like, I want to put a little bit of spice on, and then if I think that's not enough, I'll just put a little bit more,
a little bit more. And I'll put it in everybody's food.
Right.
I don't want you to adjust it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's exactly me on trend.
Start us out on low-level spice.
Okay, we can start on low-level spice. Very popular opinions. No one needs the child's cartoon Caillou. That is a tongue twister. Goodness gracious.
Is that the bald kid?
The
one that's basically like Casper the Friendly Ghost, but alive.
Yes. You have absolutely nailed it. It's wonderful. Yes. Apparently Caillou is coming back for some sort of revival. Obviously, it's a kid's cartoon. It's meant for kids. Kids don't particularly care what they watch. They only gain attachments to it when they grow up and remember whatever childlike fondness and wonder they had. What I find interesting about the Caillou revival is the marketing blitz surrounding it, and specifically marketing language saying things like, "We're so, like, proud to bring Caillou back. We know that a lot of people are going to be really enthusiastic about Caillou. We're just delighted to bring this back to you, the people who want it." I'm going to tell you right now, PBS, any people that would be clamoring for the return of Caillou have aged up significantly and are no longer interested in watching Caillou.
They have aged up significantly. They are now adults in a world that they can look out the window and see is heavy and sad and is going wrong, and there is nothing I want more in a moment like that than to withdraw within my original childhood into a soft, warm, metaphorical blanket of nostalgia. And what better way to do that than to watch the old cartoons that I loved growing up, but new episodes of those cartoons.
But it's not the kind of cartoon that you can take pleasure in. Like, I can watch Power Rangers today and watch sparks fly off Zords and be amped about it. At no point do I find myself being like, man, you know what I'm really in the mood for, guys? Why don't we just make some sandwiches, sit down, and watch like 5 episodes of Barney?
I mean,
like, that sounds incredible, bro.
That's you, though. There are other people who are like, "Ah, remember Barney? Let's sit down and watch Barney." And then they end up just doom scrolling the whole time.
I mean,
anyway.
Yeah. Maybe, sure, whatever. All right, the marketing behind Caillou was my first trend.
There's a Barney fan base.
I would be shocked.
There are Barney stands.
Please tweet at WCHL if you are a person that fondly watches episodes of Barney. Not even frequently, at any point.
Hey, look, Victor, I love Barney, and Barney loves me, and we...
Oh, my God, stop, stop.
All right.
Stop.
What's next? More spice.
No spice. I'm debating whether or not I want to do spice. Here, do you want spice, or do you want mysterious moon rockets? Which one do you want?
I want you to make spice out of mysterious moon rockets.
Okay, well, then we'll talk about mysterious moon rockets that are not that spicy. It's just cool. There's a mysterious rocket that has crashed into the moon. A lot of headlines say landed. Let me go ahead and tell you, this rocket did not land. It created a crater on impact, skipped off the surface of the moon, and created another crater.
I mean, that's a landing.
I mean,
it's a bad landing. It's a crash landing.
I guess anytime you touch things that are not space or air, you have indeed landed.
Once you fall down on the surface of a celestial body, you have landed upon it, however you do it.
Yeah, well, this thing landed on the moon. The impact of the crater is about an 18-meter diameter.
Wow.
Which is big. Yeah, whatever this rocket was, it wasn't a bottle rocket. It was something that was relatively large.
So, wait, a rocket landed on the moon and we don't know what it is or where it came from?
That's correct.
Some billionaire is tenting his fingers and twirling his mustache
right now. There's a full Mr. Burns somewhere in the world, just like, yes.
Excellent.
My moon rocket plan is going all according to the way I planned it.
Ooh, which billionaire or, like, low-level crap authoritarian dictator do you think is responsible for this?
I would love to toss theories out. I hope it's one of the, like, Fortune 500, like, one of the, like, top 50 that you just have never heard their name before.
Right.
One of the low-key billionaires. Someone who just wants to do what America did in the space race, which is just get absolutely trounced until the very end, land on the moon, and then become that meme where they're spraying champagne in their own face. We did it! We won! Like, I want there to be some tech billionaire who's just mad that Bezos and Musk are getting all the attention. He's like, well, I put a rocket on the moon, guys. Technically, I won the billionaire space race.
This is the most epic game.
This is my most favorite game. Yeah. So, there. Mystery moon rockets. Solve it.